Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
And let's look at non-league football because Runcorn Town have had a really good start to the season. They won 5-2 in their opening game against Paddyham and then beat Abbey Hay 2-0 a week ago to go top of the North West Counties Premier Division, even at this early stage. And their next game, believe it or not, is going to be in the FA Cup. So we'll talk about the FA Cup very shortly. But first of all, it's a warm welcome to Chris Herbert, their manager. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Great to have you on. Now, what a pleasing start to the season you've had, because it must have been a tough summer after just missing out on promotion last year.
Yeah, I think it gave us all a little bit of a knock, to be honest. We were all hoping to go up. We had a great start to the season, and unfortunately, due to weather and a bit of a problem with our own pitch, it sort of killed our season off, really. We had something like 17 games off altogether, so that didn't help anything. But to be honest, the champions were worthy winners, and so were runners-up in Widnes as well.
Yeah, you came third in the end with 93 points. So there aren't many teams who miss out on promotion with 93 points up and down the country. Runcorn Linnets, your big rivals in first, and Widnes in second. How bitter a pill was that to swallow, being those two local sides as well?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it's a fans thing, isn't it? When it's to do with the local sides, it's the fans that are more on about the rivalry. But as a manager, I don't really look at it that way. I look at it more at where it's just about the players and how they perform on the day against whoever it is, whether it's rival, local rivals or not.
So how have you strengthened over the summer coming into this season then?
Yeah, well, we lost Craig Cairns, who's a massive blow. He scores 50-plus a season. So to replace him has been really hard. But what we were last season, we were poor defensively quite early on in the season, and we've tightened up at the back, made a few signings there, and John Shaw, and we brought Carl Rogers in to bolster holding midfield role, and that's helped us massively. And if we can save goals going in against us, then you don't need to score as many like we've relied on in recent seasons.
Absolutely, and if you look at the league this season, as I say, I know it is only very early, but it's nice to be top of the pile at this stage.
Yeah, it's nice to be top any time. The longer you're there, the better. And you know, we want to make a statement, and we feel we're starting to do that already. We had a really poor pre-season, if I'm honest. Nothing really went right for us. Players away, and there was all kinds happening in pre-season. We just couldn't get sorted. So, you know, to start the season, it was the first game of the season was the first time we actually got the lads all together that we wanted to start the season with.
Players so away.
Players on holiday. Don't really think they are.
I was going to say, you never really think about that, do you? But these are, I guess, they're only semi-professional players, so they've got to take their holiday when they can.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it is. They go on holiday. That's their time to have a break. And, you know, I think we forget sometimes it is semi-professional football, and they have wives and kids at home, and they have jobs as well, so they have to try and work around everything.
How well placed do you think you are to mount an even better challenge this year compared to 12 months ago then?
Yeah, we feel we're a more honest side this year to what we have been in recent seasons. So we are looking to bring another striker in over the next week or so. And, you know, it'd be a good signing, hopefully, if we can pull it off. Apart from that, we feel that we're ready. So, yeah, there'd be no excuses anyway.
And we should point out, of course, no transfer window down at that level. So you can make moves as many as you want.
Yeah, I get a bit of stick for it, to be honest. It's like a hobby of mine. You think I'm playing Championship Manager half the time. But no, it's good. It's handy. At this level of football, it's very hard. So you've got to... It's good that the window's open. If it closed for us, it'd be a nightmare because we run on a small squad and obviously budget limits it to a small squad. So there's not much you can do.
Absolutely. It's Radio City Talk. Matt Jones here, and I'm speaking to the Runcorn Town manager, Chris Herbert, for non-league football. We do this every Tuesday, and if you want to be involved, if you're perhaps part of a non-league team on the local scene, drop us a tweet at Radio City Talk. We'd love to have you on. Runcorn, as I say, today's chosen guest, and you're next in action tomorrow in the FA Cup. Now, not many people realise the FA Cup starts this early, but you drew 1-1 with Hemsworth Miners Welfare on Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. They were a good side as well, and we expected a tough game, and we went down there. We travelled, and we had a few problems first thing in the morning with a bereavement of one of our main players, and you know, so we had to change the whole side around of the morning of the game. So to get to perform like we did, and to be honest, we had some great chances. We should have been out of sight, but we missed them, and we've ended up having to go to a replay. So we've got to finish the job off for ours. It's big for the club. You know, the revenue, if you don't get the revenue in, for myself, it's hard to keep a budget or get extra on the budget, like I always ask.
At what standard are Hemsworth at then compared to yourselves?
I'd say they're on a par. You'd fancy the chances in our league, and that's what I said before the game, that if they were in our league, they'd be one of the favourites with us and the other sides of the likes of City and Liverpool and teams like that in our league as well.
And the FA Cup is so important to these clubs. You've just mentioned it then, but financially, you get huge bonuses, win bonuses from the FA for getting through each round, which could be so crucial later in the season.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, I've had no success at all in the FA Cup. As a player, I played in it a few times and I struggled and never got far in it. And the same as a manager, I've been here and I think I've only won one game in the FA Cup. So, you know, I want to do better in it, and the lads are all up for it. They want a good run in it. And at the end of the day, it's your dreams of playing the FA Cup when you're a kid. And that's what you look at. And for me, I'm loving it. Every time we go into the competition, you want to do well. And the players are the same as me, really.
Absolutely. And this is the extra preliminary round then. So how far are we away? There's the next preliminary round is later in August. would I be right in saying 6 wins till the first round?
It's 6 wins till the first round, yeah.
So obviously for a team like Runcorn, that would be an absolute dream. Where would be the aim for you to get to?
To get to that far. If you can get that far, you've done really well and you've got to hope that you can draw a big game. You know, that's the aim of it, really. You know, a big game, a league club or something like that, and see where you go from there and test yourselves. And, you know, it's revenue for the club. The FA Cup, we're never going to win it. But for us, it's the dream of going as far as we can and getting that big draw as a one-off game.
Yeah, it's a brilliant occasion as well for everyone involved. So this is tomorrow night, the replay in the FA Cup for Runcorn. Get down and watch them in action as they take on the Hemsworth Miners welfare team. Coming up from the south, great to speak to you, Chris. Best of luck, and I'm sure we'll catch up later in the season as well.
No problem. Thanks very much for your time.
Radio City Talk.